then Krishna prem comes. First bhav and then Krishna prem. Prem and bhav are same thing. But only difference kacha and pakka. But kacha
immature and matured.
Like mango, unripe and ripe. When it is unripe, it is sour. And when it is ripen, then it becomes so sweet, fragrant, like this. Now you are doing chanting Hari name, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It seems that we are doing sadhana to have the service of Krishna. But Rupa Sanatan are taking this name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This name for him is Krishna himself, and they are serving Krishna and seeing all the pastimes of Krishna in name. Every kind of rasa, taste in it. So Prabhu, I am so wretched class of person, unqualified person. I am so foolish that up till now I have not chanted name, remember name. So I am not understanding its value. But now I am understanding something. So you should have mercy upon me so that I can realize what is name, and with this I can chant and remember Krishna. And saying this, Haridas Thakur began to weep bitterly and began to roll on the ground in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then second parichet, second chapter. How to take name? This is the Mahima Manekya. This is the glorification of, I have told up till now, what is Krishna, what is Krishna name. Now, we are reading Naam Grahan Vijaya, how to we should take Harinam and chant and remember. He is doing pranam to Sri Gauranga. And Jahnava Jivan, who? Mithai. He is the husband of Jahnava Devi. And he is also praying to Sita Thakura, Sita Thakur, who? Advaita Acharya. And Malini's husband, who? Shiva. Why he is taking the name of wife? Yes, without Sakti there is no Saktiman. So Radha Krishna, Janava Nitai, Vishnu Priya Gau, Gadai Gauranga. Gadai Gauranga, you know? Gadadhar and Gauranga. And Janava Jivan, Sita Dvaita, or Sivas Adibhakta. Without doing glorification to all, Krishna name will not come in our heart. So he is giving joy and glorifying them. Haridas Thakur, King Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by his mercy, was weeping bitterly, tears fall in his eyes, rolling on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Telling, Gaur Hari, and Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him, what? Embracing him, and began to chant Hare Krishna and sing. And he began to also dance, taking Haridas Thakur in his arms and telling him that, "I have not seen any bhakta like you. You always chanting 3 lakhs of names. I am seeing none doing so." With so much vairagya,
renounce.
Vairagi, with so much vairagya, using no delicious food, good cloth, sleeping on good bed, and using any of bhog and vilas,
enjoyment,
anything. He is telling to Haridas Thakur, "You should know that you are born in a very low caste, because you were born then by caste, but not by other view. He was not Mohammedan. From beginning of his birth, he was chanting Hare Krishna, using no bad thing. You have come in a very low caste, yet you have shown whole world that Krishna is not found by riches, wealth, reputation, high family, and other qualities. Is not found. How Krishna is found? It is any cost, out of caste. He may be Mohammedan, Hindu, Christian, Isai, anyone. Out of that. But if there is bhakti, Krishna can be mercifully he will come. Those who are doing ananya bhajan, they can have Krishna. What is ananya bhajan? Ananya bhajan means?
Solitary
bhajan. What is
Krishna.
Only worshipping Radha Krishna. And worshipping only for pleasing him. For nothing else. Not for us, not for myself, not for all others to please. Not for the reputation, not for wealth, not for easy going life, not for shanti.
Peace of mind,
nothing. Only to please Krishna. This is called ananya. If he is doing so, whether he has taken birth anywhere, in any caste or creed, and doing bhajan so, then he is greater than demigods and all others. And in this world he is successful. Otherwise he is like an animal. Namasat Sarva Sar Kumar Bibi. Acharya Acharya Tumi Prachare Pandi. You are certainly an Acharya, because you are doing himself name and doing, you are preaching. Those who preach only and they don't know what is to be preached, only preach, but actually doing nothing himself, then they are karmi. Karmi means?
Fruitful work.
Yes. They are karmi. The person telling that you should do now, you should chant name. But actually they are himself not doing, or very little. And for praise and wealth and all the other things they are doing. Not for to please Krishna. But yet they used to say that you should chant. Then all are karmi. If anyone himself doing so much, it is good than them. But yet those who do himself and also preach, the two qualities are there, then they are acharya. And they are fit for preaching. If I have nothing, how can I want to give some money to others? I said that I am giving you 1 lakh, I am giving you 2 lakhs, I am giving you to 3 lakhs, I am giving nothing. What will be the fruit? This is no money. Understand? If a man has 100 rupees and giving actually, he is taking that, telling that I am giving $1 to you, $2 to you, $3, actually giving, because he possesses $100. But those who have no a single dollar are telling that I am giving $1 lakh, I am giving you $2 lakh. It has no value. They are teachers. So we should not do like this. First we should practice, and after that we should give all. So Haridas Thakur has two qualities. He himself chants 3 lakhs. And this other to do. And those who chant himself, not giving, since they are more qualified than the first, but yet they should also give. Who is qualified to preach? Who is Vaishnava? Those persons who are taking one name daily, or one name anytime, his voice. Actually taking Hare Krishna. For what purpose they are taking? Only to please Krishna. How they are taking? Having initiation from bona fide guru, qualified guru, and with sambandha gyan, with a relation. One name, those who do chant, they are Vaishnava. Sare grihi jatna kari manibe nishchaya. All grihi, all others should pay respect to them. Whether he is not taken name from my own guru, but yet he is doing, what should we do? Why? Because he is not my god brother. Then, if anyone divides that he is my Guru Bhai, God brother, then I will respect him. And anyone not in my group, I will not rest there, then this is out of etiquette of Vaishnavas. Krishna will not come. So we should respect all those who do chant. One name even we see. Here it has not told that he should be initiated by my
same
Gurudev. He has been initiated by Swamiji, and he has initiated by Sridhar Maharaj, and he is initiated by others. Ramanu Sampradaya. And he is telling Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. One is telling Hari, 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 Hari. One is telling Krishna, Krishna. One is telling Govinda, Govinda. We should not disrespect them. We should respect. Understand? So Grihi, Grihi means householder, should respect them. And Nirantar Jarmukhi Suni Krishnam says a Vaishnavatar Sarvaguna. And the persons who are, the devotees who always chant Krishna name. And we hear that he is chanting all time, then he should be treated as Vaishnavatar, second class of Vaishnava, Paddham Adhikari. No? And we should respect him by Dandavat Pranam and by mind also, both. And to whom by seeing Krishna at once comes in the heart, by seeing, we should know that he is Uttam Vaishnava. Understand this? What?
He's saying that one who's
he's uttering Krishna. To see anyone, a Vaishnava, immediately Krishna comes in our heart and mouth, then we should know that he is first class Vaishnava, Uttam Vaishnava. These Vaishnavas, Uttam Vaishnava, has no hinsa, enviousness or anything. When they see Vaishnavas, they become so pleased. Otherwise, those who are not like this, when they will see Vaishnava, they will do like this. Understand? He will not be glad to see them. But this is okay. Not to speak with Vaishnava, knowing that he is Vaishnava. It is false. Krishna's name is Chintamani. Chintamani, you know?
Desire stone.
Eh? Desire stone. Any desire you can do, he can fulfill desire. Like a person, a king went to for hunting forest. Whole day he ran after his shikar, to deer and anything.
Pray.
But he could not have anything. So he was so hungry and thirsty. And sun was to be saved. He saw that I have come so many miles from my palace, and I have left very far away my companions, and now alone, my horse is tired, I am also tired, and I am seeing that night is to come. What to do? In the meantime, it became night. He went in under a banyan tree. He saw that there is very big banyan tree. He jumped up from his horse and he tightened his horse near tree and thinking, oh, very good. If I had water, then I could quench my thirst. At once he saw that very good water, scented water, very drinking water, very good, in a golden cup was there. He took that water and drank. Oh, very good. He then thought that if I will have some food to eat, then I am so hungry, I will take it. At once he saw that very good plate full of very delicious food was there. He became so pleased and took. Now he was so much tired. He thought that if there was a very good bed, then I could have slept. At once he said that a very good bed was there. And so much what? Matches. Was there? And he became so glad. And smiling he
lay down
on that bed. And very soon he became tasteless. See any gopi is coming? Very lovely gopi is coming. Don't come, otherwise Krishna will see you. Then he slept easily. In the meantime, a lion roared. And he got up. Then he then he got up and he sat down on the cot. Kya kar rahi? What is he telling? You can go with Shyam. Then he saw that lions were roaring far away. He told that, oh, I think a lion may come and kill me. At once he jumped and killed that man, and that was Kalpavriksha. Like Chintamani, there was Chintamani there. What he was wanting, everything was gone. And at last he died. So this Prakriti Chintamani, worldly Chintamani, has some gain and loss both. And it cannot give Atma Gyan, no bhakti, but all other things. But these are the reason for hans ka karan hai. This is the reason for destruction and for hell. They cannot give tranquility, shanti and sukh. But Krishna is Chintamani, name is Chintamani, that he can give everything what he wants, not bad things. Like Sanatana Goswami, he was chanting in Vrindavan with no cloth, nothing. It seems that he has nothing. Once he was sitting near Jamuna, sitting near Jamuna and chanting name very sweetly. A Brahmin from Kashi, Varanasi, Kashi, you know, Kashi, came to him and told that I have been sent by Shankar Mahadev, that you have wealth. I have so many daughters to be married, but I have no money. So Shankar has told me that there is great lot of money to wealth to Sanatana Goswami he has. Go and wait for wealth. He told me, I have nothing. Only I have door and coffin here. Door coffin, you know, that we have here. Only very cloth. Nothing. I have no room. I have nothing here to eat. What I will eat? I take water from Jamuna like this and this, and go to home, begging, and only a piece of dry roti. Roti means bread. Nothing more. Then he told that, oh, Shankar cannot cheat me. He has cheated me. He has told to go to you and to take. Then he remembered something and told that Brahmin that, oh, go to the heap of sand. And anything is there and take it. He went there and dig it. And after so many there, in inner side, a very white light kaach, glass was there. He took it and came to Sanatana Goswami. This is there. Kaja, yes, this is the thing. This is Chintamani, Parasmani. You should take it and go your home. Here you can see, bring an iron. I will receive you. I will show you. So he brought any iron and he touched it and it became gold. Go. He became so glad and taking it very carefully, he began to go to Banaras. In the way, when he went some distance, he thought that, oh, Sanatana Goswami has so many Chintamani, more than this. So he has thrown out, knowing not that this is Chintamani or not, he has fell in earth, covered with dust. He again came and told, and he did pranam to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told that, why you returned? He told that, I have returned that I thought that you have more valuable Chintamani than this. Because you have thrown it, and knowing not that knowing that whether it is Chintamani or not, no use. So you have some more valuable, more than this. I want. Okay. So you have some more valuable, more than this. I want that thing, not this thing. Oh, you really want? Yes, I am. I want. So you thought it in Jamuna, very far away. At that time, 500 years before, Jamuna was full of water and so deep. So he very forcibly and threw out that Chintamani in the laps of Jamuna, and only a very single word sound came and it went in the very deep. Then Sanatana Goswami called him and told that go to and bath in Jamuna and come. He went and he taking bath and doing mundan, he came to him. Then Sanatana Goswami told that give your heart and ear to me. And from today you will have not to desire anything, worldly desire. Give that heart to me. I will make it pure. And always chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Brahman fell down on the earth, began to roll and wave. The dust of earth became wetted, and thus he got Krishna Nam, Chintamani Sar. And then he left all the desires. And he told that I will never go to Banaras and anywhere. I will live here and chant Krishna. So if anyone wants to do chant Harinam like this, then he will have to. Otherwise, he wants to chant and also to taste worldly desires, then it will take time. But yes. Recover all these things. Recover means? Quench all this heart. Dhruva wanted Hari so wealth of the whole world by Narayan name, he got all this. Dhruva has got this thing. So by chanting everything can be, these worldly things and also mukti, swarga, everything what we want in this world also. But prem will not be. But if we go to Bhagavatam, he will give worldly desires also, and after some time, yes, and bhakti, prem bhakti will.
What about mukti? Because the Bhagavatam says that it disregards all concepts of mukti.
Mukti. Mukti will also, he will give. What kind of mukti? Worldly desires will go away, and this is called mukti. And to have the service of Krishna, lotus foot. This is mukti. This Bhagavat can give, name can give. But don't have any desire for worldly thing. Otherwise Krishna will give that and it will be very long period to have pain. These are obstructions. But to me. And you know sarva tattva gyata. You know all kinds of theory. Tattva. And you are out of maya. You are out of maya, but yet you have come to very low cost here. To show that Krishna is not
not received before. Fire in Jata.
Offended
by
what?
Rich, wealth,
yeah.
Reputation, man, high class of caste, or vidya. Hardas Thakur came in very low caste, no knowledge of school, college, no degree, not so beautiful. Not he came in very high rich family, but yet he thought that those who have very good faith, that is Shraddha, they can obtain this. That Hardas Thakur obtained Krishna, they must be of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This person cannot do. Also Mahaprabhu is telling that name is the essence of all sadhana. You know it. So living all these things, you are chanting Krishna. And you have full faith in name. That name is himself Krishna. You are doing acharan.
By behavior.
You are acting as acharya. Those who act, the duties of bhakti, they are called acharya. So you are certainly an acharya. And in preaching, you are very much qualified. So both those who have quality and being himself, hearing everything and also preaching the same thing, which they do, what they don't do, they don't tell and preach. Those who only tell, preach, but not himself doing, they are karmi. And those himself doing all the practicing, 1,39,000 doing, telling that you should do 1,00,000. If 3,00,000 anyone is doing, he can tell that you should do 1,00,000. But those who are only one round, two round, three round, sometimes that is not done, and they will tell that you should do always name. Anyone is not practicing bhakti to Krishna, but always giving, propaganding that you should do, you should. On Ekadashi, no fasting, but we are telling others, all you should do Ekadashi, but himself not. They are karma. So we should not be karma. We should practice and ourselves and then to preach. Otherwise, bogus person will come by their preaching and they will spoil us, always spoil. No good quality will come. They will also learn the same thing, only to
smoking.
Blowing
and con. Only
blowing, not doing anything.
Support.
So they are called Dapotanka. Dapotanka means here. Giving nothing, only sounding, blowing sound. So this preaching has no meaning. Hardas Thakur, you should tell me also the mahima of
glorification
of Krishna. If I will hear from your mouth, then I will be so free. Because then I don't chant three lakhs. What will you do? Sometimes in a whole day I don't chant any name. Because I have no sense. Sometimes falling in the sea, rolling here and there, how we can tell Hare Krishna? No? So I don't do all day and night holy name as you do. So I will be very pleased to hear something from you. Oh, it has been done. One naam jar mukhe. Vaishnava says, if you see any name, one name, then he should be treated as Vaishnava. And they should be treated as Vaishnava. And give honor to them, at least by mine. That is Vaishnava. And those who tell chant nirantar, continuous Krishna, they are actually Madhyam Koti Vaishnava. They are Madhyam, but still having so much quality, because they have taken the essence of all things. And to whom we see and Krishna comes itself, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, itself comes. Then we should see that he is Uttam Svasa
Vaishnava.
Yadi koi Vaishnava ja raha hai aur log chura rahe hain, Radhe, Radhe, so ye kya hoga? Now, Let's find me see Narad, itself. Name will come. All the persons used to see Haridas Thakur and Hare Krishna chanting as such. When Mahaprabhu went to Jharkhand or South India, even animals took Krishna, but to serve men. Then Haridas Thakur folded his hands and began to tell something. His eyes became tearful and this became
forbidden.
Why he came that smoke? Say, oh, Nini is so powerful and also so merciful. Realizing this and remembering this, he began to see. You are understanding this? Anytime when I was in a very big problem, and if anyone has helped me at that time, when I remember this, I become fearful. Anyone becomes. So, remembering the mercy of, unlimited mercy of Krishna name, and so powerful, he can give darshan as Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and Nitya. So thinking, he became so gadgad. Gadgad means
Tamarind.
Not that tamarind. Tamarind is a rope, but this is not rope. No? For a few minutes, by so much feeling joy, or so much sorrow, it comes. So remembering this, he began to tell this Sarup of Naam. Sarup means? Sarup?
Form.
Not form.
The real form, a regular form.
Spiritual form. What he has been called. Krishnam Chintamani Anadi Chinmaya. Krishnam is Chintamani. What is Chintamani? I have told you a story. Chintamani. But that Chintamani has no knowledge. If he wants to die, it will make him come and it will manage to be dead. What do you think, good or bad?
Nothing.
What will be good for you, he will not say. It will come at, because Chintamani is yours.